Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Impact Today. We are Mark and Victoria Bowling, evangelists and teachers of the Word of God. We are so happy that you decided to join us today. We're going to be sharing some life-changing truths from God's Word. It's going to be awesome. So grab a Bible and a notebook and get ready to receive revelation knowledge that will change your life. We invite you to visit our website at globalimpactministries.com. There you can access every episode that we've ever made of Impact Today. Right on the homepage, you can also click to sign up for our podcast. You can email us, you can see miracle testimonies, and if you want to partner with our ministry, you can do that on our website as well. Today, we're going to be talking about resurrection. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, you have a testimony you want to share with us.
Yes. We had a lady call in who was unable to lift her arm because of a broken bone in the arm. And while watching the program, the power of God touched her. She was healed, and she's now using her arm.
Praise God.
It's very simple, but God is awesome.
Simple, but awesome.
Yes.
I mean, if you've ever had a broken arm,
yeah,
you realize what a miracle that is.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Jesus is alive. He's alive, and he still works miracles today.
Amen.
So we are going to be talking about the resurrection of the dead, specifically the resurrection of those who belong to Christ at his coming. So actually, if you've been with us the last few episodes, we talked about what happens at death. Before that, we talked about what is death, biblical definition of death, three kinds of death, spiritual death, physical death, the second death. And before that, we talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to talk about the resurrection of those who belong to Christ.
Amen.
And so let's just get into this. Now, we could go into much more detail than what we're going to go through today, but we still want to put it out there so you can be thinking about these things and be encouraged. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you have a huge, amazing, bright future.
Amen. So we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 20. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 says, "But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So notice it says right here that Christ is the first fruits of those who have died. Why is that? Because it's a harvesting terminology.
Right, a first fruit offering would be like if you planted a garden and the stuff, everything grows, and now there's like fruit and vegetable, that first round that you can pick, it's the first fruit. And after you pick it, more comes and more comes and more comes.
And that first fruit represents what the rest of it's going to look like.
Yeah, except on a smaller scale. Because if you've ever grown vegetables, you know as soon as you pick those first ones, right behind it then comes more.
Hallelujah.
Multiplied.
Amen. And because Jesus has risen from the dead, my friend, if you are in Christ, you will rise from the dead one day just like Jesus did.
Hallelujah.
With the same kind of body he has. It's going to be glorious. So let's just talk about this a little bit. Let's look at different scriptures. The resurrection of the righteous outside of Christ. Now, Christ is the righteous one. But now we're talking about those who belong to Christ. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23, one more time. I'll just read it. It says, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Actually, if you keep reading, then it says, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, which is talking about the consummation of the millennial reign of Christ. So basically what you have here is you have Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Mm-hmm. Afterward, those who are Christ at his coming, that's the church. And then 1,000 years later, after the tribulation period, 1,000 years later, there's going to be another resurrection of the unrighteous dead. And my friend, you don't want to be a part of that resurrection.
So, I mean, in essence, every single human will be resurrected.
Eventually, that is correct. And each in their own order and rank. Jesus is the first. Mm. He is the highest of all. He is the creator of all things. He's the one who came to this earth, who redeemed us from this plight of sin and death. And then God raised him from the dead, first and foremost, highest rank, the Son of the living God. Amen. But then those who are Christ at his coming, rank number two. And then last of all, the unrighteous. And they, my friend, when they are raised, they go into eternal damnation. They leave hell and they go into the lake of fire. Mm. And I don't know if we'll touch on that. We're actually emphasizing today the resurrection of those
righteous
who belong to, yes, Jesus Christ. Amen.
So 1 Thessalonians 4, starting in verse 13, we're going to read 13 through 18.
And this is so wonderful.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13 says.
Can I just stop you for a second? If you've been in Christ for any length of time, I am sure you might be aware, I would hope you are aware of this passage of Scripture. I want you to listen to this or read it if you have your Bible, like we encourage you to, or maybe it's going to be on the screen. Read it as if you've never read it before. Don't you? Because sometimes it just like we become familiar with something and we don't think about
what it's actually saying. What,
yeah, the power of
it. I feel that way about a lot of the Bible.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's why I think it's good sometimes to try to get a Bible in a translation that you haven't read before.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So you can read it. It's almost like reading it for the first time.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, like if you are used to your Urdu Bible, mm-hmm, right? But you can read English, mm-hmm, try reading an English Bible. Mm-hmm. And just see,
yeah,
what you see.
Yeah.
See what you see. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. And fallen asleep means died physically. Mm-hmm. Lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus.
Now, did you hear that? It says, even so, God will bring with him, that's Jesus, those who sleep, who have died in Jesus. What does that mean? Well, if you were here, if you were with us in the previous episode, we made this point. When a believer dies, their body goes into the ground, and their eternal spirit goes up to heaven to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now here it's giving us a description of what's going to happen when Jesus returns.
He's bringing everyone with him.
Who has died.
Who died and went to heaven.
Who died and went to heaven, yeah. So everyone who's in heaven right now, when Jesus comes back, their spirits are coming back with Christ, and we'll see what happens next.
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So before we lose my previous train of thought, because there's so much in this passage of Scripture, let's go back, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Did you hear that? The Lord's going to come back.
Yeah.
And when he comes back, the dead in Christ will rise first. What does that mean? Those who are in the ground, it doesn't matter how decomposed they are. It doesn't matter if someone was cremated and their ashes were spread on one of the oceans. God will see to it that all of the elements of their former body is going to come back, and they will be raised incorruptible, and the spirit of that person is going to be joined back to their brand new glorified body, and they will rise up to meet the Lord in the air, in their body. Hallelujah. It is powerful.
And those who are alive
will be changed.
Will be changed and caught up.
Yes.
To meet them in the air.
Yes, that is correct.
That's powerful.
It's very powerful. Now, there's a few things I want to show you here that's really neat to me. This moment when Jesus comes back, it's going to be accompanied by three sounds. Now, if you go to a church that's afraid to get loud, you might want to find a church that likes to get loud. Because this coming of the Lord is not going to be a quiet event.
That's Notice. How it's portrayed.
Yeah.
And that's how it's talked about. It's portrayed as all of a sudden people disappear and there's piles of clothes laying everywhere and nobody really knows what happened.
Yeah. Listen to John chapter 5, and then I want you to read this portion of Scripture again.
Okay.
I want you to read 1 Thessalonians 4,
16.
Verse 16. Mm-hmm. But listen to John 5. John chapter 5, verse 28. Listen to what it says. This is Jesus talking, and he said this, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." Now, it doesn't say it here, but through other teaching of the Scripture, we kind of pointed it out. We didn't break it down. But those who are Christ at his coming will hear his voice. And this is what we're describing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But then 1,000 or 1,007 years later, the dead, the spiritually dead, the unrighteous will also hear his voice. And they will come forth to a resurrection of condemnation. Okay? That's what he says. He says it right there. Notice. "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." But we're emphasizing today the resurrection of those who have been righteous in Christ Jesus. And when you're righteous in Christ, you live that way. You're born again righteous, your nature's righteous, and therefore you start practicing righteousness. Okay? But notice, what brings them out of the graves? His voice. his voice. Well, what will it be like? Look at 1 Thessalonians 4 again. Look at verse 16.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout.
A shout.
With the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God.
Three sounds. Number one, when Jesus comes, he's going to come with a great shout. Oh, hallelujah. Think about it. As a human anointed by the Holy Ghost, he stood in front of Lazarus' tomb and raised his voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus was raised up from the dead, not permanently, like this event we're talking about here, but he came back to life. Imagine what it's going to be like when Jesus, the glorified, resurrected Son of God, comes with a shout. The Bible says, all who are in Christ who have died will come forth out of the graves. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about 10 people here. We're not talking about 1,000
people. Millions.
We're talking about millions upon millions upon millions of precious souls who are in heaven. Their bodies are in the ground. They're going to come forth. You talk about a miracle. Hallelujah. Think about it. It's going to be so dramatic. Now, let me just tie it in with this. If that's going to happen, if Jesus rose from the dead, and then with the sound of his voice shouting to his church, who's dead, and everyone comes back to life, what is your blind eye to him? What is a little deaf ear to him? What is a little tumor to him, or a little cancer, or a little diabetes? It's nothing. It's nothing for him to fix.
Yes.
Only believe, my friend.
Yes.
And God will perform a miracle for you, because miracles and healings that happen today are nothing compared to what's about to happen. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
We serve a mighty
Thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
And the day is coming when everyone who has died in Christ is going to come back to life with resurrected, glorified bodies.
Glory.
At the sound of his voice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready for that day? Are you ready for that coming? If not, you can get ready right now.
Yes.
The Bible says whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. We're going to lead you in a prayer right now. If you're not ready for the coming of the Lord, if the thought of him coming back causes fear to come into your heart, then you need to get right with God. Amen. Today's the day. We're going to pray this simple prayer, and we're going to pray for the sick before we leave. We're out of time, but we're going to do it right now. Hallelujah. Say this after me. Dear Father in heaven.
Dear Father in heaven.
I come in Jesus' name.
I come in Jesus' name.
Lord, I acknowledge.
Lord, I acknowledge.
My need for salvation.
For salvation.
Lord, I want to be ready.
Lord, I want to be
for the coming of the Lord.
For the coming of the Lord.
So right now. I say, Jesus.
Forgive me
of all of my sins.
Of all of my sins.
I confess.
You are my Lord.
I receive you as my Savior.
I believe.
You died on the cross for my sins.
For my sins.
You suffered my disease. And you rose again. For my justification.
I declare
by faith.
I'm saved.
My sins are forgiven.
And now, Lord,
heal my body.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you for doing it.
Amen.
Now,
Father, I thank you for your miracle-working power flowing through the people, healing them. We command tumors to disappear. We command diabetes to leave. We command cancers to dry up and leave people's bodies now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for miracles.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want you to know that all your sins have been washed away and you have been made brand new. go ahead and call the number on the screen and let somebody know what Jesus has done for you.
Amen. We love you. God bless.
We welcome you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we have another testimony tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Hello.
Hey,
I am telling you all in the public.
And I've got the one I call my wife.
He had 9 years limping.
Never one.
But in this year, something came to his eyes as well. He had been a policeman and the police
institution
left him in the house because he had nothing to do again. I just greet you first and greet the business who have come to me. When I greet you like this,
we'll go for the energy in a clear way.
Let us come to God, all of us. That's what my message is. If there is someone who knows the way of God through whom God speaks to people,
but
when God brought me before you here,
for me to hear
the word of God,
hey, Mom, Nelly.
As a child of God, he has been healed. That is the message you want to tell the people. What was in his eyes? God has removed
him.
He has three days coming here. And last night, he was able to see the light here. This night, and then the green one. And then
there is
a small place like this.
I can't see it.
Thank you.
So was he completely blind or partially blind?
He was completely blind,
but
if you were nearby him, you could not see him.
You're gonna die,
and now I am seeing you. You are a white man.
I'm seeing you now.
The Lord. Hallelujah! Who did that? Who opened his eyes? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He's still opening the eyes of the blind. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When in the history of mankind was it ever known that a blind man could suddenly see? It never happened until Jesus came to earth. And he's been opening the eyes of the blind ever since. When he finds someone who calls on his name and believes, Jesus opens their blind eyes. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise God. What's your name, sir? That's wonderful. We're a Catholic. Did you accept Jesus Christ when we prayed? Did you pray and receive Jesus?
Amen.
Well, God bless you, sir.
His soul went to hell with
it.